This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. General at your service. Brian Broaddus joining us live from the tennis courts in Oxnard, California. Good afternoon to you, sir. Our continued training camp coverage with Broaddus in Oxnard. Brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey from grain to glass. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here at 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. But tonight we'll be in the midst of Rangers baseball with the pregame coming up at 5:30. You do have Wolchuk and Chiafalo. You have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. Okay, let's get rocking and rolling here, guys. Broaddus, you with us? Can you hear me, Mad Dog? Broaddus, not with us?
No, I don't hear any B-town. Hold on.
Okay. Lucius, I just realized I didn't put LA Live on the show sheet today. You want 440? Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, I could possibly do something.
I know people want their LA Live.
Maybe.
People will be disappointed if we don't do that.
Yeah, I don't hear any B-Town, though. Let me check my phone. He could have texted me and told me what line he was on, and I didn't see it.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Hold on.
He's probably just footballing right now.
Could be watching this mock game where they wear bucket hats and just get lined up.
Or maybe he had to go back to the hotel and change his pants after the BB report. I know Wolchuk had to run home when he saw that.
I do appreciate all the Tolos tagging me that Cooper Beebe will be getting first-team reps. He has earned it, according to Mike McCarthy.
We need that to be the case. I love having Brock Hoffman on the show. I think he is a super awesome, strong guy. I try hard,
yeah.
You know, and he can be serviceable. But, you know, BB's the unit, you know.
Yeah.
The whole muscular structure
the power
of BB
is different.
Says dominance.
For sure.
Brock says, I'm going to try to get in the way, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, Brock is fighting tooth and nail to keep the weight on. BB's like, dude, I got to check myself because I can get a little too big here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No doubt.
He's built for this.
Hey, it's clear. It's evident. I've been very open and honest about my feelings about Cooper Beebe. Now it's on him to go out there and just perform. And I know that he's doing it, just stacking up good days.
He's earned this opportunity.
He's earned it, baby.
McCarthy's damn well earned it.
And now they're doing it. You got two rookies that are going to be on the first team. Guyton with the injury to Chume Adoga. It seems like he's going to be out 2 months. I'm sure they're going to have to scour the free agent market to get another left tackle. Maybe Awesome Richards just earns that swing tackle gig. But it's looking like it could happen. You get Guyton, you get Beebe, we got two rookies starting on the offensive line.
Just how we drew it up.
Yep.
Just how we drew it up. There's going to be some growing pains, no question, but there was on draft day when you bring in Guyton and then you follow it up with Beebe, that's the duo that we were hoping, okay, could this restart the offensive line clock here? You, of course, have Tyler Smith in there, and then we'll see about the rest of the line, but as it stands right now, having Zach Martin and Terrence Steele, you feel solid about that. Terrence Steele hopefully bounce back here. But my goodness, if BB's everything Wolchuk thinks he is, and if Guyton's everything that he looked to be when we saw him the other day in the preseason game, when we saw him in Oxnard, my goodness, folks, may have a chance.
So what's the deal, you think? Is there a practice going on now?
There's got to be a practice going on, and Broaddus is all eyes.
Yeah, we just had the Mike McCarthy presser.
Yeah,
that's where we learned about Cooper Beebe.
Just talking, right? So I think that he's done, and then they're doing a walkthrough. Like, I was talking with Nick Harris, texting back and forth, and yeah, he said, just a mock game today. And we know the mock game, you're not really getting a whole lot.
Yeah, Broaddus loves to say, mock game.
I mean, Broaddus also loves to jump on every other show and do every podcast, but when it comes to his own show, question marks.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean,
yesterday he did say, like, now I'm on y'all's show, didn't he?
He would be the first to call you out if you took a day off or
damn
anything.
Right, yeah. And that's why I don't feel bad saying it. I'm going to shame him on this.
He did say yesterday something about y'all's show, and the show he was referring to was this one.
Then you corrected him, and he did it again.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
That was pretty incredible. I mean, yeah, honestly, maybe he's on some YouTube channel somewhere, and he'll get
very
to us
possible.
When he gets to us.
Very
yeah,
possible.
He'll make time.
He's got a busy football schedule here. He is talking into a microphone for 23 out of the 24 hours every day.
Yeah.
And then that other hour is just film time. You know what I mean? He's got to crunch his film sometime.
In this gig economy, your home job is the one that gives you health insurance, Broaddus. Just so we're clear. This is priority number one. You know? If that's, you know, no longer going to be the case, maybe that's something that needs to be discussed with management. You know, I'm just here at 2 o'clock once again,
hey bro,
wondering
doing?
Where my insider
you
is.
Relax,
you brought
relax.
Your hard hat today, didn't you?
You got to relax. It's too early. It just started. Give it a second, Dawson. You about to go there already.
That's going to get clipped. He's going to get tagged.
That's as far as I'm going to go. Thank you, Luke.
I just want to know. Where are you at, Bal?
Where are you?
Yeah. Do you need to take it up with management, or are we okay? Are you going to show up here?
Yes. My YouTube is paying your health insurance.
Yesterday when he said, now I'm doing y'all show, like he was a guest that was dropping by to bless us with his presence for a few minutes and then leaving.
Stung a little bit, didn't it?
That left an impression on me that I was laying awake at night thinking about.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
It was jarring.
One of us had to speak up here. I just said something. We were all thinking it.
Yeah. Oh,
y'all show.
Yes. Okay, so that peels back the curtain a little bit at 877. 881-1053 for you. Just thought you'd like knowing what's on the top of my mind today.
Everybody can understand showing up to work and that your buddy at work is not there for whatever reason, and now you're bummed. Like, today at work's kind of going to suck a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because my bro's not here.
I know.
Yeah.
My brodus.
Okay, what's the latest with the CeeDee Lamb story? Yesterday, I thought we were heading in a direction where it was going to be like 4 years and a lot of money.
Well, that according to Pretty Ricky, he's pretty damn dialed. Hey, and Pretty Ricky's been all over from the jump, Aiyuk to Steelers.
He has.
He hasn't wavered.
Yeah.
No matter all this up and down reporting, Pretty Ricky's like, no, he's going to be a Steeler. Just watch this. And so it looks like he might end up getting some sort of vindication on this. He's been right plenty in the past. He's serious when he's talking about CeeDee Lamb here. I got no reason other than to just believe what he says.
Well, he did say like 2 weeks ago CD's contract was going to happen this week, and it didn't. So maybe he's not as plugged in when it comes to CD. I think that some people in the organization were like, that's not accurate, the $33.5 million that he threw out there. But who knows? I mean, they could just be trying to throw us off the scent here. Maybe it is. Maybe Pretty Ricky is 100% on when it comes to this. But you're right. The Brandon Aiyuk thing seems like that's going to end up clicking, and that's going to be a big victory for him because he was going back and forth with the Shefties and the Pelliceros. Yeah. They were fighting
toe-to-toe with Garofolo.
And he's going to be getting the big dubski on that. On Friday, biggest dub, it might be Pretty Ricky.
Might be Pretty Ricky.
It would make sense that $33.5 million would be the Cowboys' offer, and CD and his agent would be like, no, you know, that's a couple of million less. We're not going to settle for that. Maybe we go 34.5.
Yeah.
Maybe 34.8, somewhere in there. But if Jefferson's over 35 and I'm CD, and I know you got a big old bag of nothing at this position that's actually proven itself on an NFL field on Sundays, I'm not taking 33.5.
Certainly not right now. Not when there's still plenty of real estate in the schedule to still get me to week one. You know, we know CeeDee Lamb is a big time competitor. He's not going to want to miss a game. That $33.5 million becomes much more easier to stomach the closer you get to probably week one. And again, I've referenced this multiple times. Dak and his agent were trying to get $45 million a year, and they were just grinding at it tooth and nail. And then finally, what do they end up at? $40 million. So CeeDee Lamb and his guys are trying to get more than Justin Jefferson right now. And in the back of their mind, they know, hey, we'll be there week one, and if it's 33.5, 34, so dang be it.
Chuma Edoga out 4-6 with the broken toe. Sucks for him. I would think, though, that, you know, this might be the opportunity that we want with Guyton, you know. So that's the silver lining of it. Very unfortunate that Edoga can't play, but I don't think anybody combines like really mediocre play and progress stopper like Edoga. So if you made me pick one guy to get injured on the Cowboys team during training camp who is a starter, it might be Edoga.
Yeah, we don't ever want anybody to get hurt. No. Like, I want Chuma Edoga to be healthy, but the bottom line is Tyler Guyton needs to be getting all the first-team reps. He needs to be your starter.
Yep.
I mean, I can't stress it enough how annoying it would be to watch the Cowboys take on the Cleveland Browns that Sunday afternoon, and we're watching Chuma Edoga get his ass kicked by Myles Garrett. Live with Tyler Guyton, right? Yeah. Hey, first rookie start,
right.
No big deal. Look, Tyler Smith had a rough outing that first game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now he might be arguably one of the top 10 offensive linemen, period, in the NFL. You're going to take those lumps. I can live with it with a rookie, not a veteran who we know isn't very good at tackle, but they want to continue to play him there.
Yeah. What do we call that? Progress stopper?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like the epitome of it if you're playing with Edoga, but he's obviously banged up now, and it's a first-class ticket to Guyton, LT1, week one.
Yeah, those toes can be tough, dude. A lot of pain goes on
The toes linger.
Can't play sports.
No, you can't. You can't. And I do want to just mention, I saw David Hellman mention this on Twitter earlier in regards to Guyton. The number 60, it is pretty unflattering.
You don't like the 60?
Aesthetically.
Let's get him in the 70s.
Like, ideally, I want my left tackle. I mean, there needs to be a 7 in that number.
I agree. You know? I could maybe go with 68, 69 even. Like, if you want to be like a meathead dude, you're
Bakhtiari
doing a bit.
Bakhtiari did that. You know, there's some respect level on that one. I get it. Yeah, there is the bit factor. But 60 just feels like you got handed a jersey. There's no way Guyton chose that.
Your guard is his college
number.
Your
guard is 60.
He wore 60 in college. So for whatever reason, he does like that.
We got to figure out what do you like about 60, man?
Dang it. We should have asked
everything
him.
About you physically is incredible. You look phenomenal at the position. You slap a 75 on that guy and watch him take off.
Yeah.
I like
first
it.
Class seat to a gold jacket.
Well, when Josh Ball doesn't make the team, he can take that 75.
That's right. And that is their options, right? They might need to bring in a veteran swingman, Wilitsko, Richards, and Ball.
Yeah, I mean, and I think Richards is the only one out of those three that has a chance.
Okay. Right. Sportico released franchise valuations for the NFL on Tuesday, and we'll be talking about that, I'm sure, a couple of times today. The Cowboys at $10.32 billion, the first sports franchise in the world to surpass $10 billion valuation. It's crazy because when I think of like Barcelona with the run they're coming off of, or Real Madrid, international brands, it's the world's game. Cowboys worth more than that.
I know.
It's awesome.
It's incredible, man. I mean, every year I'm like, what is it? Is it just general inflation? Why is this going up what feels like $1 billion every year now?
Right. Yeah, they were just $9 billion last year.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. I guess that's just the nature of inflation across the board here. I don't know. What are you doing? How is this going up this much every single year?
Yeah.
I mean, you just, it shows that nothing on the field actually matters for the valuation.
Yeah, and that's right, because the Jets are in the top 10.
The Jets are in the top 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Giants are in the top 10.
Yeah, it's so much like markets. How much media share you can capture. Yep. And it's impressive, you know, what the NFL has done. I do wish, you know, it incentivized winning a little bit more than TV ratings, but that's the game that the NFL has, you know, become the number one TV show in America. The Rams are number two at $7.79 billion. Followed by the Giants, the Patriots. So I guess winning does matter somewhat if you can be the most winning dynasty in the history of the world.
Yeah, they're going to drop out of the top 10 here soon.
Yeah, then you can be somewhere in the neighborhood of fourth most
right.
You know, valuable franchise in the sport.
It is crazy because I know like if we had gotten Jerry on, Brian said he wanted to ask him if he regretted the salary cap and creating that in the NFL. If anything, no, I don't think he regrets that, because seeing these evaluations, people would expect you now to be like the Yankees. We're spending, we're spending, we're spending. Because he created the salary cap, everybody's got to spend as much as the same amount. Yeah. He doesn't have to go out of his way to spend a bunch of money.
No, business Jerry.
And he can say, I'll write the biggest check, but we'll never get to see it, and he'll never have to prove it.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, dude.
They have it checkmated, that's for sure. And, you know, all this happening while we are kind of in a recession and the real estate market is down, but they're hard charging up over 10% year over year. Texas Rangers got walked off in Boston, bottom of the 10th inning, got them. Like I told you yesterday, it's definitely over. Tonight it's going to be Urena against Crawford. Maybe they'll, you know, pick up the random win. Do you think they should pitch DeGrom is one of the top questions out there? I do, because I just think the chances of an injury that he couldn't overcome in the course of a regular offseason is very slim. You know, there's not going to be a lot of wear and tear factor going on there. But if they wanted to sit him out, I would see the wisdom there as well. I wouldn't pitch him maybe more in two games. I wouldn't want to get him up towards five or six games. I could almost guarantee another injury would happen at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would love to see him out there. I'm sure DeGrom himself would love to get out there and just knock off whatever the initial comeback rust is, and just those general jitters and things like that that come with it. And yeah, you get to fully dictate this. Like, if you're like, hey, after three innings, we want to pull you. Fine. Like, there's no, you don't have to start him, and then all of a sudden now you have to get him six innings or whatever. You don't even have to rest him 5 days and then start him again. You can wait even longer, and like, you can manipulate this however you want. I think if he's healthy and ready to go, no matter what the Rangers are at in the standings, I think it would be good to play him at least a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Young solidified that yesterday when I asked him about that. So absolutely, they're playing him, and I'm excited to see him. I mean, look, he's making, what, $37 million a year? Get your ass out there and pitch. We want to see this.
There you go. Absolutely.
Let's go.
Yes. Yeah, let's get down to brass tacks. You're getting paid a
I'm not paying you to sit on your ass and, oh, don't get hurt. If you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. I want to see you throw.
I am excited about DeGrom and Mally. I mean, this guy Mally's electric, dude. Seven strikeouts.
Mally's fun.
Gave up a couple of runs, but he can sit him down with the best of them, and he's going to finish strong and then rest up and come back even better next year. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. What are we doing next, Wool Chuck?
Yeah, let's do a little Chuck Wagon. We've got some chicken wings, footlong worms, and the Olympics drew some big-time numbers in Paris. That's next in the nation.
Welcome back. G-Bag Nation, segment of the nation, is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. G-Bag of the Day is coming up 2:30. It is time now for Wolchuk to deliver. Here he is with that Chuck Wagon.
Man, I was really looking forward to Jim Harbaugh just going full double barrels to the NCAA after he gets suspended, and he was going to be the honorary captain. Fresno State's coming to the big house. They're going to celebrate their national championship. Harbaugh was going to be there. Not anymore. Harbaugh's not doing it. I guess he got cold feet. I don't know if the NCAA called him and said, like, Coach, we really don't want you to do this. It's not a good look. But Sherrone Moore, the crying man himself, said Tuesday that Harbaugh called him last night, said he's not going to attend Michigan's game against Fresno State. He wants to remain focused on the Chargers team, not take away from the Wolverine squad this year. And the Chargers are going to open up September 8th against the Vegas Raiders. So he's going to have his parents, Jack and Jackie, stand in for him as the honorary captains in this one. And look, Jack, longtime Michigan man, I think that's pretty cool, but I really just would have loved having Jim Harbaugh there, especially after he just came down with these suspensions from the NCAA.
It would have been a pretty cool symbolism of him just middle birding the NCAA. I do think that would have been cool, but I guess his there's a maturation process that takes place in a man sometimes. Or I could just see his wife being like, hey, come on, let's just not do this.
Yeah, I think this is where management types and lawyers get involved and say, hey, let's just kind of like tamp this story down a little bit. You know, this is just going to inflame it more and make it live on. We want to move on as quickly as possible.
Yeah, you're probably right. Shout out to the Mavs. You know, you've talked a lot about this new Intuit Dome, Eric. We're very excited. We're going to have like fan sections, all amazing restrooms. This is going to be state of the art. We're doing first class, first time things here at the new Clippers Stadium. Mavs going to be the first opponent there in LA to take on the Clippers. So the Mavericks will be the first team to really go on the road to the Intuit Dome in Inglewood, California. That'll be a preseason matchup on October 14th, according to Mark Stein.
Okay, cool. I mean, that's fun. I love checking out new arenas, man.
And so we got the Cowboys number. They're the most profitable when it comes to worth over $10 billion in the NFL. WNBA numbers came out, too. And people are surprised. The Dallas Wings right now, they currently sit dead last in the WNBA standings. They're 6-19. But are Dallas Wings worth over $100 million, according to Sportico? They set a league high. They jumped over $100 million. They're now at $208 million is their evaluation. They are the number one team in the WNBA when it comes to value.
That's interesting.
How's that happen?
Yeah. I don't know.
I would love to understand how that's even plausible.
It's crazy. I guess the new minority owners, they got Jed Kaplan and Randy Eisenman. They each purchased just a 0.5% of the team for $1.4 million from the CEO owner, Greg Bibb. I don't know if they're pumping in more money in there, but they were at $75 million earlier this year, and now they're at $208 million.
I know a lot of these values in NFL land are derived from the media rights.
Yeah.
So maybe they got a sweet TV deal.
Maybe they did, and I think they're moving into a new stadium as well. So, hey, good things for the WNBA's wings.
Just need a superstar player, a catalyst type.
Yeah, and look, they'll have and they've been injured this year as well, and they're going to have an opportunity maybe to get the number one overall pick here in the next coming draft. Maybe get Paige Beckers out of UConn. That'd be pretty fun.
That would be something.
NBC drew an average of 30.2 million viewers for Paris's Olympic coverage over 17 days. That was an amazing achievement there for NBC. Games saw an 82% increase for American viewers from the Tokyo Olympics, which aired in 2021 after it was delayed due to coverage. And Peacock, when it came to the additions of Gold Zone, was extremely popular amongst fans. So we talked about that yesterday, just how great it was to consume. Lucius, I know you were loving the Peacock coverage as well.
This is probably the most Olympics I've ever watched because you can see so many damn events.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that app was on fire, man. Man, you can go back and just watch anything. It was always available for you around the clock.
I loved it. It really, and so shout out to NBC.
This yeah, they
thing,
did it.
This thing was fantastic. And now we got 2028, the Olympic flag yesterday made its way to the LA Coliseum. for the Olympics in 2028.
That quick, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
They get it down, and then boom, get it right over to the next host city.
I'm pretty sure Tom Cruise actually just hoverboarded.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I think I've seen him get to L.A. already, right? Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah, I think he brought himself. He just, like, hovered through the sky.
For the jetpack?
From Paris, yeah, probably
Mission
with the jetpack.
Impossible style? Mission, but yeah, absolutely. Did his own stunts.
So that wasn't the flag they were dancing around with on Sunday?
I don't know.
Snoop Dogg and them had?
Yeah.
They put it on a plane direct to L.A. They got it there ASAP.
I hope they didn't get there today for real, because what was you doing the other day then with us? Why lie to me, Olympics?
And there's the torch. You know, I never really know. Like, we're sending torches all over the place, and people are carrying the torch to light the new one. There's weird stuff that's going on. This was a weird story. Now, Eric, I thought maybe this was you. I was like, did you end up stealing a bunch of chicken wings and I didn't end up knowing about this?
What do you mean by
that? But it wasn't that I know of. But $1.5 million worth of chicken wings were stolen. Now, this was over the course of a couple of years. It was during COVID. Actually, pretty genius plan here.
And if you think about it, chicken wings is expensive as they are. $1.5 million.
Not a lot of chicken wings.
Not that many wings.
And there was a shortage during COVID. Remember there was a chicken wing shortage?
There was. I mean, this stuff was like gold.
To blame, dude.
So, 2022, business manager for Harvey School District 152 in the Chicago area conducted an audit that led them to discover they'd exceeded their annual budget of $300K just halfway through the school year. According to ABC7, that revelation sparked an investigation that led to the discovery of a scheme hatched by Vera Liddell, a food service director who'd been with the district for more than a decade, who managed to steal $1.5 million worth of chicken wings between July 2020 and February 2022. When everything was said and done, she managed to offload more than 11,000 cases she ordered to other businesses before the racket was discovered. She's pled guilty, and now she's been sentenced to 9 years in prison over chicken wings.
9 years is too much. That's a reach. That's way too much. That's egregious.
Man,
I mean, damn time.
Over chicken wings.
Nonviolent crime.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's egregious.
I guess there were probably people that missed out on some chicken wings that would maybe feel a little bit more.
They were probably ticked off.
Probably felt like there is some violence involved here. But yeah, 9 years seems a little. I mean, I guess it's the dollar figure. I mean, $1.5 million is basically what you stole. Like, we're talking about in chicken wing terms, but you basically stole $1.5 million.
Man, there's cats out here that's robbing people's whole retirements and bank accounts and getting probation in 6 weeks in the feds.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm not seeing Favre in jail either.
That feels like inside job.
Well, what about all that? You know, yeah. But I guess the schools were like, dude, we don't even sell chicken wings in the school because I guess it's, you know, a health risk. You could choke on the bone or whatever's going on here. So should have been a red flag to begin with.
So what? She was having them shipped into the school and then just taking them over to the local wing shop.
And dispersing them and
frying them up
making
and slanging
some profit.
Them. Yeah. Yeah. You can get big money for wings these days.
Dude, like
20
yes.
bucks a dozen.
Maybe we should look into this.
25 bucks a dozen. Party wings.
The markup on wings. Yeah, just the party wings.
It did. It became
absolutely crazy.
That's why these boneless wings have just been booming.
Halfway through the year, they're seeing that they've doubled up on the amount in their
food budget. What's going on here? This is a little strange.
Oh, poor lady, man. That stinks.
I know.
There it is. A chuck wagon to get you going here on a Tuesday.
Let's go.
Cowboys odds of returning to the playoffs coming up at 240. Here's Lucius with your G-Bag of the Day.
Jerry's value is still running. It's still running. The team can be mid, but my value ain't here. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think
that makes it an 80 multiplier of his initial investment.
That's
of $150
crazy,
million
bro.
Dollars now.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That man eating on these streets. I will not lose, even in defeat. That's Jerry Jones. All right, our winner right here, Redneck Brawls. Redneck Brawls. It's the commentary, really, on this situation. It's really funny. We have an Oklahoma man that went undefeated in the Texas prison system. Speaking of prisons. But he ran into a real Texan this time. He fought a good old boy, and the good old boys on the mic reacted.
He got speed.
Here we go.
He got speed freak on his leg.
He got speed.
Oh, my God.
He's tearing that ass up.
He's
tearing that right after it.
It ain't a doubt about it.
Buddy, if he can do this right here for three rounds, buddy, he's going to be tough to beat.
Buddy.
Dude, he came
Oh,
he came in there with sheer confidence.
And other boy's starting to come back.
Oh, he's out!
Oh, my God!
my God!
Oh my God!
Oh, he's out! He's f***ing out! Oh my God!
He's effing out!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my damn!
Oh my damn!
Hey, sometimes it don't matter how much you want it, son.
What?
Oh my damn!
Look at the replay.
That boy's about to go home.
Here's the replay. Here's the shot right here. Them boys are moving so fast, they're glitching.
They're glitching.
There it goes. Boom! It was that right.
That right ended
buckled him.
Buckled him.
That was amazing.
That buckled is. Him. I like this. Hey, buddy. Let's see here.
He has whipped a bunch of people's ass. It ain't
buddy, if he can do this shit right here for three rounds, buddy, he's going to be tough to
beat. They make me lightheaded, bro. I like those cats. All right, let's see what else we got for you boys.
So good.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, I did say that I was going to play this on Friday. BBC. Let's go see the BBC, the other side of the pond. Pre-Olympic coverage. You had a little Snoop Dogg joke right here. It's pretty funny.
We do know who the torchbearers have been, and there have been some surprise appearances this morning, needless to say. Here's something for you. Los Angeles native and hip-hop star Snoop Dogg carrying the Paris 2024 Olympic torch. Yay! Earlier today. LA, of course, will host the Games in 2028. Luckily, whilst he was carrying the torch, he didn't drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Sorry, am I the only one laughing at my joke?
Am I the only one? Nobody
she
else.
She kind of saved it there at the end.
That's great.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Hey, this is not one. This is not one. But I'm going to play it. KNWA Fox 24. Shoot, where is that at? Arkansas. Hey. Boy, look at your boy. Yeah, somewhere in Arkansas right there. I think they're talking about a hot dog eating contest.
Okay.
I don't know.
Dude, 65 hot dogs, you better win some money.
And I mean a pretty penny. Because if I'm shoving all them wieners down me like that.
No.
I'm leaving here with something. Coming up after the break.
Oh, that's a hell of a tease. What's coming up after the break?
She had to realize like immediately, oh no.
Yeah.
Poor choice of words.
I'd like to
run that one back.
Maybe not big market material.
Could you dump that?
Dawson said, oh no.
I'm leaving here with something.
He said, oh no. That's what the boss was saying.
And then, what
oh,
just
God,
happened?
Oh jeez, come on.
You got to know it's a minefield talking about hot dogs.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, those.
Dude, 65 hot dogs, you better win some money.
And I mean a pretty penny. Because if I'm shoving all them wieners down me like that, I'm leaving here with something.
Some dogs.
A pink
at least 40 bucks a piece.
Oh, man. At least.
You can never pivot to wiener in that scenario. That's Newscasting 101.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, this guy right here, he is upset at the price of Guy Fieri. Is that his name, Guy Fieri?
Yeah, Fieri, I think, is Fieri? His name. Fieri? Sauce on it.
The R's a T in there?
Fieri, yeah.
Fieri, I like that. Put a little sauce on it. Fieri. He was at the Olympics blinged out, bro. Did you see him at the Olympics?
I did not.
My man was iced out. Looked like Mr. T.
Oh, I didn't see this.
I don't know what's going on with Guy Fieri. Like he got some stuff moving around in these streets.
Man, I love Triple D, though.
Got all that guy, man.
No, it's that's such a great show.
Get some packs moving. Let's see. Yeah, this guy is upset at Guy Fieri and his chicken burger prices. Apparently, the price of these chicken burgers made this man upset.
Hey, I'm at Chicken Guy, and I'm at Guy Fieri's place, or Fieri. You know, it depends on how you spell it and how you say it. But swear to God, two chicken sandwiches, two waters, $70. Oh, by the way, you want sauces on your thing? They're $1 a piece. You guy, go yourself. You fat. These places are closing left and right. This guy's a complete piece of. Go yourself, guy. How about that? Am I making my point? Good.
Hey, that's the mayor of Flavortown you're talking about. Show some damn respect.
That guy's got frosted tips. Yeah, he's not wrong, though, because we went to that chicken guy, saw it in the airport.
Oh, I saw it. I
you
got very
it.
Familiar with it, yeah.
Yeah, those prices were ridiculous.
It was, yeah, but when you're
even
at
for
an
airport,
airport
prices,
you know,
they were bad. But yeah. I guess maybe they're like that outside of the airport.
Very unique tender. It was like a flattened tender, but it had a nice crunch to it. It was interesting, but certainly overpriced.
Oh.
What do you think, Lush? Time
I
to
think
vote?
You're, yeah, I guess.
All righty. One more?
Yeah.
Got one more?
Yeah.
Got time for one more?
I mean, I got a whole lot, but no, let's go.
Is it our current champion, the Red Knot?
It's hot in here,
Brawls. I found their Instagram page. Now I need to find the video. The way he described this fight, I just want to see it.
You got to see the knockout.
Yeah, it's a great knockout. You got to see it.
Redneck Brawler, our one-time champ. BBC with the Snoop joke. Arkansas TV talking about a hot dog eating contest. Guy Fieri upsetting people with his chicken burger prices. I'm voting for the Brawls, Chief. How about you?
Samsies.
Yeah, me too. I got to hit it again.
Yeah.
Let's go, champ.
All right. It's clean sweep here today, even though it was
Brodus. Brodus?
Your vote,
Brodus?
Brian? Studded Rasta.
Brodus?
Yeah, Brodus is watching practice for us once again. Nice enough to stay back at training camp and put in work. And bless us with his presence whenever he can. Our continued training camp coverage with Broadus in Oxnard, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey from grain to glass. Okay, Cowboys odds of returning to the playoffs, Wolchuk. What else?
Barnwell has got those new odds. Where are the Cowboys compared to everybody else? Let's do some preseason trade talk as well. That's next in the Nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. NFL News of the Day is coming up at 3 o'clock, and then we're going to have Josh Young join us at 3:20. Rangers baseball is coming up at 5:30 as they look to get a win against the Red Sox in Boston. So that'll be our Rangers player show coming up at 3:20. Sands is already in the house. He's throwing heat in the bullpen, and pregame's coming up here in just a couple hours. Okay, it's time now for some Cowboys content, and here's Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. So Barnwell does this every year. He ranks the 14 playoff teams from a year ago and how likely they are to return to the postseason. I don't think it's a surprise who the number one most likely team is to return to the postseason.
Be the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs of Kansas City. And they should really just have like a 99% chance to be in there as long as Pat Mahomes stays healthy, but they just have an 87.1% chance to return to the postseason, followed by the Niners, the Ravens, the Lions, and the Packers. Those are the top five postseason teams from a year ago most likely to return.
It's weird how vulnerable the Chiefs are. I'm not sure how I feel about that. In the regular season, they have stacked up losses. They have looked bad. They have lost to bad teams. So, yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, well,
but
I mean,
they'll make it back?
But you, clarify.
I would bet on them, too, yeah. But the most likely?
Wolchuk, clarify what your football vision has in store.
I think,
have you prophesized for the Chiefs this year?
I think the Chiefs have a chance to be maybe flirting with history. You'd be flirting with an undefeated season this year.
Perfection.
Wolchuk has them potentially running the table.
When you look at what was their biggest weakness a year ago, it was probably their playmakers at receiver. They brought in Hollywood Brown. Now, granted, Hollywood Brown just got hurt. He's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. We'll talk more about that NFL News of the Day. But then they drafted Xavier Worthy. You've now got Rashee Rice, who's your number three receiver. If he ends up getting suspended, you know, maybe the first couple of weeks, then there is a little bit of room for, okay, they could be in a pickle here. But to me, that was their biggest weakness. They still won a Super Bowl. Now that's a position of strength. I think they've got four deep at wide receiver. Defensively, Steve Spagnuolo always seems to draw it up. Now, they did lose L'Jarius Sneed, but it seems like they've always got somebody in the pipe line that's ready to step up. They draft very, very well. So to me, yeah, I mean, I don't really have, I think the NFL done bleeped up last year. That was their chance to go ahead and stop the Chiefs. The Bills are going to be looking back and thinking that was our best shot. The Ravens as well. And they weren't able to do it. That was their year to go ahead when they were kind of on a rebuilding year, if you want to say.
Yeah, two of them.
Now, I mean, I don't see a whole lot of weaknesses on that roster anymore.
Yeah, I don't either, but I mean, they did lose six times last year, Wolchuk, so that's quite a leap. If they get anywhere close, I'll salute you as football man of the year.
And then the Cowboys.
Of the year?
Yep.
Wow.
What an honor that would be,
A hell of an honor. Are you kidding me?
We've been nominated
the highly
from
coveted
time to time, but yeah.
Dawson football man of the year.
The ever-elusive award we've been chasing our entire lives, Wolchuk. That's all out in front of
I
you
I just
right
got
now.
Giddy. Are you kidding me?
How could
football
you not?
Guy of the year! Yes!
Maybe.
I don't like this, though. Cowboys' eighth highest odds to return to the playoffs.
8 out of 14 sounds pretty dang cool, man. That's the upper 50% if
Do
you look
agree?
At it if you look at it at a certain angle.
77.8% to make it back to the postseason. They're ahead of the Eagles, which is good. They're ahead of Miami, the Rams. I think the Rams are way too low on this at 11. The Bucs at 12, the Browns at 13, and the Steelers have the lowest odds to make it back to the postseason. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of doubt right now. Like, the Cowboys could very easily win the division. They could also just entirely miss the playoffs. I don't know. I mean, I think the only team behind them that I for sure would put ahead of them odds-wise, the Rams. I like where the Rams are at, assuming, of course, health with all of this matters big time. But I'd take the Rams more likely than the Cowboys.
So when you were watching the Eagles just fumble all over themselves last year and have massive chemistry issues and then lose Jason Kelce, you're thinking they're going to be fine?
No,
I don't think there is a great team in this division.
There's not.
I don't think there's anything else that's good other than the Cowboys. This should be an easy NFC East win.
I hope so. I don't know.
Even if it's 10 wins.
Maybe. I think 10 wins should get you the division.
I think the division winner is absolutely at 10 wins. And I could even see a scenario where it's 9 wins, honestly.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think that the division is down this year. I think with the reshuffling along the offensive line for Philadelphia, that's going to be interesting. Jaden Daniels, does he end up being the real deal? All of a sudden, he could make Washington way more of a threat in the NFC East than I think we are giving them credit for.
Tush pushes out. Okay, yes, Jaden Daniels. That could be an interesting X factor, right?
Because
their defense is still bad, but they have some players that could come together around with Dan Quinn.
Like, the big question is the offensive line and then who steps up at edge. But they're still good in the middle there at defensive tackle. And, yeah, we'll see. Dan Quinn did a lot with less here on defense. So does he end up making that defense a little bit better as well in Washington? And they have those random pop-up years. I keep saying it, like when it's unexpected, and this is the type of year that they would do it. The division's down. You just said it. Eagles, Cowboys, we got question marks, though. Like, I still don't know how good this Cowboys team's going to be. Now, Bobby, to say that they're going to have a losing record, I think is a little bit hypocritical with the Dak elite stuff there. Like, if you have an elite quarterback, your quarterback's not having a losing season. He's getting you at least 10 wins, and you're probably winning the division there. So I don't think you can be like Dak as a top 5 quarterback, but then also the Cowboys are going to go 8-9. That doesn't really add up for me.
A lot of good players on this team still. Maybe the best guard tandem in all of the league.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, hey, Guyton and Beebe end up stepping up for you, then they're going to run away with this division. Now your offensive line is 10 times better.
Number one scoring offense last year. You know, there's just only so much. And now, yes, Bland had 5 touchdowns.
He did.
You know, the defense gave you like 50 points. So I understand it was much more like the third or fourth scoring offense, the top scoring team. But still, the pick should be back. You know, there's a lot to like about this team. We asked Deron Bland at camp, like, who's next in that defensive backfield? He's like, we can all go get the ball.
Yeah.
You know, that was not an accident what happened on
Sunday.
You
also have, like, what, it's been since 2004 that you've had a repeat champion in the NFC East. There's a weird trend there that's going on. Like, there's all kinds of things here that I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, there's things that are just working against the Cowboys to reclaim this division title again.
Yeah, I think the attrition factor will be huge. Like, the depth in a lot of areas is pretty, you know, leaves much to be desired on this roster. How long does it take? I mean, I think for the Eagles, too, like, you have a new offensive coordinator, you have a new defensive coordinator. So how long does it take for them to sort of get on the same page as well? So I'm as much as I'm down on the Cowboys, I'm down on the Eagles. But I do think those are the only two teams that have a chance at the division.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think Washington's got a shot. I think they've got an outlier chance to be better than we think they're going to be. Now, this was interesting. CBS Sports, they ranked the tiers when it comes to NFC contenders. There are 3 teams that are the real deal contenders in tier 1. If you had to say, hey, give me 3 NFC teams that should be ranked in this tier, who would be your 3 NFC teams?
It would be the Niners. It would be the Lions. And call me crazy, I think it would be the Packers.
Yeah, the Packers are my pick to win the NFC right now. So I would have all 3 of those as well.
Wow, Jared Sindler just perked up when he heard you say that.
I know.
That's exciting. Yeah,
but I'm a Jordan Love believer, and it's really Andre Dillard at right tackle. If he can hold it down over there, I think they're going to be pretty damn good.
I like what Wolchuk's doing with the undefeated run the table Chiefs losing in the Super Bowl the same way that the Patriots did to an NFC opponent like the Packers. That's pretty awesome.
I didn't see.
Yeah, they gave the Niners all they could handle. You know, I think that could be a very legit team coming together.
Now, tier 2, the fringe contenders, they've got Cowboys, Eagles, Rams.
Yes, I think that's fair. I'd probably say Rams, Cowboys, Eagles.
Yeah, I would too. Like, I think the
Rams, Eagles, Cowboys.
I think the Rams are the team to me that's like in, they're close. If the Rams can stay healthy with Matthew Stafford, I love what the Rams got cooking over there. They got the running game with Kyren Williams. The defense will be the big question mark. How are they able to, you know, with Verse and Brandon Fisk, their defensive tackle that they took in the second round to replace Aaron Donald, how do they look there? And then here's a
It is absent. You know, I think
it is.
On their depth chart, they don't even list a real right defensive end edge. They just have a strong side linebacker out there.
Right.
They don't have a pass rush. Their offensive line is so banged up right now. Mozzie Smith looked good in practice and then in the game momentarily.
They're very banged up on the offensive line right now. Then we've got some preseason trades that can make sense. This is from Seth Walder of ESPN, and all these are fun. It's like ideal trade matchups, one of which I do think, you know, if you're looking at the Cowboys, this makes sense. It's a running back. Elijah Mitchell from the San Francisco 49ers. They'd made a trade last year, fourth rounder Trey Lance. So you get Elijah Mitchell. You also get a sixth round pick in 2025. You give up a fifth round pick, and you give up a sixth round pick in 2026. So for a fifth this year, a sixth next year, you get Elijah Mitchell, but you pick back up a sixth round pick. I'd be in on this. I think Elijah Mitchell has flashed some good games at times, and they've got kind of a running back by committee there. When Christian McCaffrey was hurt, that's when he stepped up. Obviously, when CMC's playing, he's not seeing the field.
Yeah, I mean, Elijah Mitchell seems like one of those guys that you would, I mean, that would, he would immediately be the best running back in your room if you're the Cowboys here. So, and based on the trade, that the way you laid it out, I mean, I would be completely open to that. Totally open to that.
And then how about Davante Adams? Gets out of Vegas, goes to Buffalo. Raiders get a second round pick for Davante Adams. I don't know if that's going to do it, but I guess the Bills are also taking on a massive contract, so maybe that ends up being like you're going to get lower compensation. But Davante Adams with Josh Allen in Buffalo, that could be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Sign me up for that.
I mean, my goodness, yes. I mean, he had Stephon Diggs and lit it up, so I am excited to see how the Bills look without the number one wide receiver and Josh Allen. How do you work with these guys? Maybe Keon Coleman steps in and is just a beast right away.
Maybe.
But he's working with relative no-names at the position right now.
Seems like that window could be closing there in Buffalo. 254 Homer Gavin derailing the segment. Wish I could say I was surprised. You know me, dude.
I like the optimism
from Cowboys you. Homer of the year. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. If you missed it, we have Josh Young coming up at 3:20 for the Rangers Player Show. We'll talk with the second-year third baseman. NFL News of the Day is coming up next, though. Wolchuk, what do you got?
Why the Cowboys will win the Super Bowl this year. That's next in the Nation.